Fish and Game expects Southeast's pink catch next year will fall in the excellent category compared to historical numbers. Andy Piston is the department's pink and chum salmon project leader for Southeast.
You know, if the harvest turns out to be in that range, that would be one of the top 10 harvests in Southeast Alaska since statehood. So we're hoping for a strong return.
To produce its forecast, the department uses trends in recent harvests along with numbers of outgoing juvenile pinks that are sampled by federal fishery scientists each year. Humpies have a 2-year life cycle and spend their first year in freshwater before heading out to sea. Piston notes that next year's pinks will be the offspring of the record-setting catch and returns from 2013.
We had a harvest of 95 million, which was almost 20 million higher than any other harvest since statehood. And in addition to that, we had really strong escapements throughout the region. We had, in all three subregions of Southeast Alaska, we had very, very good escapements. So there was no real weak spot. So looking ahead to 2015, as far as escapements go, they were good throughout the region.
Escapement is a term for the salmon that make it past fishing nets and back to the creeks and rivers to spawn. Ever since 2006, Southeast has been in a 2-year cycle of high and low catches, with larger hauls in odd years and smaller harvests in even years. This year's catch continued that trend to some degree, although the overall harvest of 37 million pinks was nearly twice what the department forecast going into the season. Most of this year's catch came from the southern panhandle and the outer coast. Piston says it's only one area of the region that has seen big fluctuations between years.
The area that's really the problem is our northern southeast inside waters. There we're seeing extreme odd even year fluctuations. You know, we've especially the last couple of years, we've gone from near record harvest to extremely low harvests. And so it's not a region-wide phenomenon right now. It's mainly just that one sub-region that still has some weakness in even years.
And for next year, Piston is sounding a note of caution about ocean conditions, and in particular, warmer than normal water temperatures that are seen right now in the Pacific.
The last time we saw, you know, notably warm water like this, where we were seeing unusual species showing up in the Gulf and things like that, we ended up having, that's when we had our poor return to even year pinks in 2006. Those fish went out to sea in 2005 under those anomalous conditions. And so that's the main reason to be cautious about next year's return, is we just don't know what these particular conditions are going to do.
Pinks are targeted primarily by the region's purse seine fleet and have traditionally ended up in cans. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.